And away we go. It is a very raining cats and dogs. That's the old saying. Raining cats and dogs. Wednesday morning. First day of autumn. Depends on who you believe. I really think the first day of autumn was yesterday, the 21st. But here we are in autumn for sure today. Glenn Copel joins me on this Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021, 9/22/21. Don't forget, following this program this morning, 12 to 1, we've got A Progressive Life with Glenn Copel, followed by Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m., and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. Glenn, here we are. Now, last week, we really had no chance to talk on the air because of all the technical difficulties we were having right up through the end of the program. So here we are after a two-week absence.
Well, I want to help you out a little bit. You could easily be right about the first day of autumn, because the first day of any of the like solstice and stuff like that, it's adjustable because it's based on a fact. Like the equinox is when there's 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness, exactly. So whatever day that falls on. Well, autumn's the same way. It depends when the sun is directly over the equator. That's when you'll have autumn, and that could be either on the 21st or 22nd, and sometimes I think on the 20th.
You know, that all just went in one ear and out the other. But I honestly, all I'm saying is, I don't know why. I think these meteorologists are playing games like they do with heat index and wind chill. And I think they change it because they have nothing better to do. They've got 3 minutes to fill. It's my understanding the first day of autumn is September 21st. The first day of winter is December 21st. The first day of spring is March the 21st. And the first day of summer is June the 21st.
That's what we were taught in school.
Yeah, but why do we have to shake that up? What is the point?
Those meteorologists want to show how bright they are, so they give you the exact scientific time.
I don't know if that's true. I think they just need something to talk about. Just like any time there's even the inkling of a snowstorm, which 90% of the time does not happen,
yeah,
they go on and tell you, oh man, you better get the de-icer out, and you better get to the grocery store. And
this
the grocery
the
stores,
end of
they
world.
Scare people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how about tornado time?
Oh,
they can
stop
go
it.
On with a tornado
we
for hours.
We haven't had a tornado in Marion, I believe, for nearly 100 years now. In Marion City,
uh-huh.
Because we're at such a low altitude, mm-hmm. And that's really the reason.
900 feet above sea level.
Yeah, so, I mean, and really over here, we're in a good place because over by the towers, I believe, is the lowest spot.
I thought that was the highest spot.
I thought it was the lowest. Well, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But I know we're in a low area, and that's what causes a lot of the tornadoes to blow by us.
Okay.
All right, let's get into the big heavy news of the morning.
Heavy news, heavy news.
The Geraldo Journal. Because you might not know this. Are you keeping up? Have you made your own Geraldo Journal?
I have not, but I have been rooting for you. I know you showed me that last
week. I'm just saying people believe this is not a real thing.
Oh, now, no, it's real.
Describe the Geraldo Journal to people.
Well, it's a green spiral binder with a title on the front that says the Geraldo Journal.
Now, look at this. Entries.
Yeah, there's an entry. There's another entry. Holy cow.
It's full of
every
entries.
Day.
Now, here's what I want to get to, because you're probably not aware of the entries here, Glenn.
No, I'm
so
not.
So let's get to this
I
today.
Knew the first one, I think.
Okay, here's what's... I gave a bunch of information, is basically what happened. We started this on September 16th. And again, this is my quest to have Geraldo Rivera on this program. And a lot of people don't seem to understand what this is all about. Because people... Well, you've had bigger people than Geraldo.
Yeah, and I must have been here when you did that, because I remember you wanting to get him on and prodding him with a stick.
Well, no, I've never met Geraldo.
I know.
I've never talked to Geraldo.
I know.
I can't prod him
well,
if I've never been around him.
A radio stick.
Well, now.
Well,
now.
You did it the first day. You were kind of... Geraldo, if
oh,
you
last
got,
week?
Yeah, if you
oh,
got any
yes,
guts,
yes.
You'll
well, Geraldo's a wuss. We all know Geraldo's a wuss, and he won't drag himself on the air. But here's, so I gave people public information, by the way. It's not like this is covert information. And that's all that happened on day one. Now, day two, the Boston Pinheads weighed in. And they said, we are going to get Geraldo for you. We start movements here in Boston. This is why they're truly pinheads. Because apparently they called the Geraldo show that morning because Geraldo's on opposite me.
Yeah.
You know, 9 to 10.
I do know that, yeah.
Nobody listens, but he's on. We kill him in the ratings.
He's a robot, Geraldo, maybe.
No, he's really up there in
really
Cleveland,
there.
WTAM.
Okay.
So, they apparently called there and got put on hold, and that was the end of that. And that didn't go anywhere.
I can't imagine a better group to be put on
hold. Yeah, very, very sad. We haven't heard from them since. I think they were disgraced. And then I called Opal Covey on Friday as well, famous prophetess up in Toledo. And I said, what are the chances of Geraldo coming on this program? And she said, he's not qualified to be on this show.
Oh, my.
Right, so he's not coming on.
Oh, she's tough.
She said, I wrote it down. That's why you have a journal. And then I said, well, what are the chances of me being on his show, his little dog and pony show up there in Cleveland? And she said, that's a possibility because I'm pure. And he's not. And she
You're
also
pure?
Made
her. She doesn't
well, that's what
know
Opal
you.
Said. And she also made a prediction, by the way, in the Toledo mayoral race that Wade will win. Just so you know.
Okay.
Now, this was my favorite part from Friday. One of our listeners...
Is Wade his first name or his last name?
I think his last name.
Okay.
This is also funny to me because on Friday, one of our Marion listeners, who I appreciate getting on the bandwagon here, called up to the WTAM radio, and they said, you know, Geraldo needs to go on the Scott Spears show. And I wrote this down. This is the quote from the people who work up at WTAM.
Thank you for calling. Click.
No, they said, why would you want Geraldo on your show? Now, if you're working for Geraldo, is that how you respond?
You ought to know the answer to that.
No, but I mean, would you say that? Why would you want Geraldo on your show?
They were just trying to get rid of that.
That's like somebody calling here and saying, I want Glenn on my show. And I say, well, what in the world would you want that for?
Well, you might do that. It would be more logical than calling Geraldo and having that answer.
So that was Friday.
Okay.
Monday was very weak. We did not hear from Geraldo. Just plain and simple. It was very weak day. And
I noticed it's a very short
It's a short entry.
Entry, yeah.
But we did, well, I did. I labeled it, because it's becoming an event now if it ever should happen. I labeled it as Talkmania. If Geraldo should appear here in this real act of radio diplomacy, it will be Talkmania.
I've
like
heard
Beatlemania,
that.
WrestleMania, Talkmania.
Okay.
And I
You're
will also...
You're implying it's going to be a battle?
Well, Geraldo's nuts.
Well,
Geraldo's completely insane.
So are you going to tell him that? If he calls?
Well, maybe. Okay, but then yesterday, we did not hear from Geraldo. And apparently, somebody called, and the person answering the phone line got an attitude with him.
Uh-oh.
And hung the phone up on him.
Hung the phone up on
him? On our listener.
Oh, I got it.
And let me tell you, Geraldo, you better get your people in line, because if you hang up on my listeners, I'll drive up there to Cleveland, and we'll settle this out.
Well, you know, he's probably thinking of you like you think of the pinheads in Boston.
Well, no, because, and then somebody suggested that maybe Geraldo thinks this is a joke. It's not a joke. It really is not a joke.
Oh, I think it is. But.
No. Now, what's the joke, Glenn?
Well, we're all chuckling about it.
Well, we're chuckling about the entries, but I do want him on.
Yeah, okay.
And I want to be on the Geraldo show.
Well, like one of your interviewees pointed out that you were nothing if you weren't persistent.
And bam. And then today we took a stark change. We had 2 days of nothing. Here was the change. I ran into somebody in the grocery store yesterday who said they are having trouble getting through on the telephone line. Oh, well, I wonder what this is.
Okay. Geraldo.
Well, we'll get to this in just a second. So I ran into somebody at the grocery store yesterday, and they said, we're having trouble. They said, we don't email. We don't have a computer, and we're having trouble getting through on the line. Do you have a physical address for the station? And I found one. So this morning I introduced the physical address. It's 6200 Oak Tree Boulevard, 4th floor, Cleveland, Ohio, 44131. So that's how you send a mail, an envelope to Geraldo, WTAM Radio.
But you need to know how to spell his name, Geraldo Rivera.
Right.
point. Just put Geraldo. They'll know. There's not two Geraldos.
I can spell Rivera. I can't spell Geraldo.
So then follow that up. I found out that the number I had given, which they list as their main number, is actually the contest studio line.
Ah.
Which maybe is why people were getting hung up on.
Yeah,
so I found the receptionist line, and I gave that this morning. So I'm imploring people, if you've called before, call again, because I may have misled you in giving you the wrong number.
Better give out
the receptionist line is area code 216-520-2600. And again, you can still email Rob. That's Geraldo's producer, we believe. ROB@WTAM.com. But here's where it all broke loose this morning. I needed some help with this, to be honest, because it's been very weak. You know what I'm saying, Glenn?
Okay.
So, I found somebody who I knew was a colleague of Geraldo back in the ABC News days.
Ah.
Sam Donaldson.
Oh, okay.
Good friend of this show.
And you've interviewed
Yeah, Sam and I are fine.
Times, yeah.
So, I called Sam this morning, right on the air. And Sam said he's going to call Geraldo. He got the number.
All right.
He got the number from me, this 216. He got the email. He got all the information. And he said he was going to call Geraldo. He said he hadn't talked to him in years.
And he's an honest man.
He's an honest man. And he's going to broker this deal for me to have talk mania with Geraldo on this show and me on the Geraldo show. So now...
You mean I will be somebody that is on radio with a guy that actually is going to talk to Geraldo Rivera?
Well, I know it's a big deal, Glenn. It's very
I'm
heavy.
Have to go to the bathroom. I'm about to.
Oh, it's so big. It's so big. So basically, now I wrote in the Geraldo Journal, I have hope.
Yes.
Because of Sam Donaldson.
Okay. This may be a huge letdown if he calls
up. Well,
no,
because we've got 70 pages here to chart what happens.
Sure.
But, you know, what is that Geraldo doing? Is he combing his mustache? Can he not give me a phone call?
Or his hair.
No, so anyway, I have hope now thanks to Sam Donaldson.
And if he needs to know what color to use in his coloring for his hair, have him call me.
Don't make fun of Geraldo. So, now here's what I want to do. I did this earlier, but you have not heard this. Glenn.
Okay.
I wanted to simulate what the appearance of Geraldo on this show might sound like.
Okay.
Because we're looking like it might happen now. It's certainly... what would you give? You're an odds maker. Be Jimmy the Greek. What do you think the chances are of Geraldo being on this show right now?
Yesterday, before Sam Donaldson, I would say the chances are 100% against. But now that Sam's in your corner... I'd say it's 50-50.
And me getting on the Geraldo show?
Much less. 25?
What does he have on his show that he does not want me on? Okay, anyway, so here, now, from the beginning of the show, this is what it will sound like when Geraldo appears on this show.
All right.
This is just a simulation. Here you go.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, Scott Spears along with you today, and we have a guest on today who I've always wanted to have on. It is Talk Mania, the legendary talk show host, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for coming on the program. Tell us about Al Capone's vault.
That's why I hate coming on with
folks,
you.
Please look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot
how
host.
Silly this
right,
guy
you're
is.
A
stabbing
this
cheap
guy,
shot host.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
Stop NDS. Attacking me,
on
punk.
The police thing.
Address the issue.
You had the guts to address the issue.
All right, Geraldo, thanks for coming on.
And Glenn, that is what me and Geraldo, well, that's Talk Mania right there.
Was that really Geraldo?
Well, yes, that was Geraldo.
It sounded like some female impersonator up.
No,
him.
No, that was Geraldo in his own...
Okay.
There are two things we know about Geraldo. Number one, he's a legendary broadcaster.
Yeah.
Number two, he's nuts.
And number three, he has a very short temper, so be careful.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying, Glenn. This man has gotten his nose broken on television, hosting a talk show, and finished doing the show.
Yeah.
He opened Al
Capone's...
He's
a trooper.
Oh, he was in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's crazy as a loon. He's always threatening to punch people and all this sort of thing, so I really think there could be a real...
Well, don't give
a real meaning of the minds here.
Don't give him too much credit for being over in Iran.
Well,
when I was with the Army Field Band, we were supposed to go to Vietnam in my very first tour of duty, but we were going to be with Bob Hope, and I was informed that we wouldn't be anywhere near the action.
No,
that's kind of the way
no,
it
Geraldo was.
Was he really?
Well, he was a war correspondent. Oh, yeah. But now here, because now we've got Sam Donaldson, so we really got to push the issue.
Yeah.
So I have enlisted now somebody else to help me with this. They're
who's
on
that?
The line right now. Oh, get
all
ready.
Right.
One of our dear friends of this station.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? If anybody can get a job done, it's this man. He's the best talker I feel that we know. The legendary Thunderbolt Patterson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Thunderbolt, how are you?
Heaven high, sir. Very good. And you?
Oh, good, good. Did you hear our little Geraldo thing we got going on here, Thunderbolt?
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes,
Thunderbolt, what do you make? Do you like Geraldo?
Hey, man, he, as far as I know, he has always dealt with the problem.
And Geraldo, Thunderbolt, he's doing a show right now up in Cleveland.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
He should be more of them. He should do more of them.
Well, here's what I want you to do, Thunderbolt, for me, and I know you'll do it. You're a pal. I'm going to give you the number of this radio station up there in Cleveland where Geraldo works, and I would like you to call that radio station right now and tell them that Geraldo needs to come on this show and then call us back and tell us what they say.
Okay, sure will.
All right, do you have a pen and a paper, Thunderbolt?
I certainly do.
Okay, here's the number. Area code 216.
216.
520.
520.
2600.
2600.
And let me give you one other number here, Thunderbolt. It's area code 216.
Mm-hmm.
578.
578
1100. All right. Thunderbolt, if you could call those numbers, tell Geraldo he needs to come on the Scott Spears show and that he should have me on his show. And we're here in Marion. And then call us back and tell us what they say to you.
I certainly will.
Hey, Thunderbolt, make sure you tell him who you are because, you know, the receptionist may not recognize the name Thunderbolt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Thunderbolt.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to hear from now, see, Glenn.
Now you got the big guns.
Well, I'll tell you
Thompson
what.
And Thunderbolt.
Geraldo's not going to push Thunderbolt around.
No. Thunderbolt will have him for lunch.
Oh, Thunderbolt would eat Geraldo for breakfast.
Except for Thunderbolt is getting a little long in tooth.
Well, Geraldo's a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, he is too.
Let's be honest about this whole thing. Oh, and then also there's a new development. People would like me to donate the Geraldo Journal when I'm done with it to the Historical Society.
I think it's a great idea.
Well, sure, why not?
Yeah, might as well gather dust there as here.
Well, and if we're successful in our endeavor this morning, you know, maybe Geraldo can sign it, and I'll sign it, and then we'll send it over.
Yeah. Maybe you could go to Tony Pacas and both of you sign another bun.
Well, I'm not hanging out with Geraldo.
Oh, I thought that would be cool.
No, he's going to come here and guest on this show 2 hours. It's a two-hour drive. And then I'll drive up there, and I'll guest on his show, and that's that.
I'll go pick him up.
There you go. Radio diplomacy. We'll even offer him, and I'll take him out to lunch.
Okay.
I'll suffer... taking Geraldo Rivera out for lunch. I'm sure that'll be trouble, but I'll do it.
I don't think I've ever heard of you ever paying for a meal.
I didn't say I'd pay for it.
Oh.
I said I'd take him out to lunch. Now, don't overstep the boundaries here. I said I'd take him out. I didn't say I'd pay for his lunch. But now, Glenn, you see, we've got big stuff here. This radio station right now is on the cusp of really big time radio diplomacy. Have you ever heard of anything in the history of broadcast radio in 80 years in Marion, Ohio, where there's a radio diplomatic endeavor like this, where two people who are opposite each other in the morning are willing to appear on each other's show?
That's way above my head.
Right, I mean, like Churchill.
Hey, now
what about Dr. Feynman? Have you got your little buddy calling WTAM up? He likes to talk.
No, that'd be a disgrace.
It would be a disgrace. He probably thinks I'm a disgrace now for this.
Hey, I know where you can take him. You can take him out to the root beer stand.
They're closed.
Oh,
they're closed,
right,
for the season.
Yeah,
yeah, they're done.
No,
where can I take Geraldo? I don't really want to be seen in public with him, so where am I going
to
take him?
My wife's a good cook. You can come over to my
house. Over to the house.
And then you don't have to pay a thing.
Probably the best way to do it. But no, I could show Geraldo the Harding Memorial.
Yes.
Right. I could take
show him the
Historical Society.
Queen,
we could drop this off at the Historical Society.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that, and get pictures.
Yes. But nobody from the Historical Society has called.
And maybe Geraldo could stop at the mortuary and see if he can find anybody that's standing alive
in your bakery. Geraldo will get to the bottom of that story. But, you know, I'm thinking, but I'm not dealing with this because I've had trouble with this before, but if this should happen, I believe the mayor should make it Geraldo Rivera Day here in Marion.
Oh, I think he would do that. Sure.
Well, that's your department, Glenn.
Okay, I'll call
Now, Glenn, after we hear back from Thunderbolt here, have you placed your call to Geraldo?
No, I have not.
Well, you're going to have to do that.
Well, I didn't have that good number.
Well, we're going to do it right here on the air today. It's going to come from your phone, though. Because we don't want...
Oh, okay.
We want to be fair and everything. So how do you...
I'm not allowed to use my phone for things like that.
You are today. But no, I mean, this is really an educational endeavor. Because as I've... 2 points I'd like to make here. Number one, everybody thinks they're a journalist. But when somebody says that, I always say, well, where's your journal? Nobody has a journal. I have a journal.
I have a journal, but it only has one entry, and that was about 4 weeks ago. So.
No, but this is a broadcasting journal.
Okay.
Is it not?
Well, it...
Are you going to get Dr. Feynman to call there?
I'm not going to even try.
Oh,
because he'll call it a disgrace, and I'll be embarrassed. And
he'll call the fact that we won Geraldo a disgrace? Dr. Feynman's always watching the Fox News. That's the channel that Geraldo's on.
Yeah, that is his favorite channel, definitely.
There you go. And
I will mention it to him today on the show.
Just give him the number.
I'll mention it to him today.
Why do you have a fear of this, Glenn? We're in a big endeavor here.
Because I don't give a rat's behind.
No, and neither do I at this point, but I'm just saying we want to create an event that's going to be happening for all of our listeners here.
Well, maybe we could, you know what? We could contact the Popcorn Festival. If he'll come down, we could make him next year's honorary, I guess they're calling him honorary,
I don't understand. Let's not get into that. I don't want any more of that.
Okay.
But no, now Thunderbolt, I bet he's taking care of business up there.
I'm sure he is. I'm surprised that Geraldo hasn't called already.
Well, think about this. Geraldo's going to get a call today from Thunderbolt Patterson and Sam Donaldson.
That's pretty scary.
That's big. Geraldo better pay attention to this. We're not fooling around here anymore, Geraldo.
I can hear the answer on the phone. Thunderbolt who?
No,
Donaldson,
no,
who?
No. Oh, Sam Donaldson? You think they would say that to Sam Donaldson?
It depends on how young the receptionist is.
But he's an old buddy. You know, Geraldo worked at 2020 for many years, and Sam,
oh, that's right.
And
he,
Sam was at
was
ABC.
He at 2020? He wasn't at 2020.
Well, I think he was.
Do you?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Whatever you say.
Well... You know, we're just trying to get something done here. The journal, and then also, people always ask me, how do you get your guests? And I thought, well, this is a good way. We'll incorporate the listeners.
Okay. Sounds fine with me.
So this is where we are.
Yeah.
Why would Geraldo not want to come on this show?
Oh, there he is now.
Oh, here we go. This could be big. All right. And now we're going to turn back to our dear friend here, Thunderbolt Patterson, who has just called the great... City of Cleveland, to see if we can get some Geraldo information. Thunderbolt, what's the news?
Well, they said that he was not in and that he does his reporting from his home and he travels back and forth. And they say the best time to call is 5 minutes before or after 10 to see if he could talk to his manager or whatever, and then I called the other number, and there was no answer at all.
Huh. Hmm. So
I told that guy what I who I was and what we wanted him to do.
Cool. Good. Did he have any input as far as?
No. He said he couldn't do anything. He had to talk to his manager or the guy that's in charge of that.
Well, Thunderbolt, this is going to be a big event, I think it'll be interesting.
Oh, sure. I do, too. I do believe that there would be a lot of clear understanding about a few things that went on in our country for some time.
Well, and you know, Geraldo's been over to Afghanistan and Iraq as a war correspondent, and he, got his nose broken on television. And
they call that Scott on the front lines.
And he was on the front lines. He certainly was, and he's still on the Fox News now, yelling and screaming at everybody.
They also mentioned that.
Yeah, he is still on Fox News. So I feel if he came down and guested on my show, you know, he'd fit right in, and then I'll go up there to Cleveland, and I'll guest on his show, and it'll be real radio diplomacy, people coming together in hard times.
Yes, sir. It really would, I think, would help the country. And we need it so bad.
We do need it.
We do. We do. Yeah. Now, Thunderbolt, I know you just recently returned from Las Vegas, where you were being honored by the Cauliflower Alley Club. How was that?
Very good. Very good. It was my first time there, and I had a ball. At Brian Blair, I mean, he just was so wonderful. And the family, you know, Scott, it's all about just like years ago when you and I met. Good people, real people, and family people. Just like in Waterloo, my hometown, when I was first introduced into the hall of Lou Thayers and Dan Gable. Good people, Gerald Briscoe, and good people, the queens of real people, family, the Super Bowl of the world. Not only just wrestling, but real people that want to see this whole country go forward as God meant it to be.
And Thunderbolt, if Geraldo should guest on my program, you'll come back here for this big event, right?
Absolutely.
There we go.
Hey, Thunderbolt, did you, I assume you wrestled in Chicago, didn't you?
No.
Oh, shoot.
I'm kind of glad you brought that up.
Okay.
You know, because I would like for Geraldo to hear a little bit about that also. There's several places that I never been.
Why?
You'd have to ask some of the higher individuals, well, let me see now, that NWA is no more.
Yeah.
All of
yeah.
those. I mean, there's so many crooks in the wrestling business and other businesses that, I was blackballed at one time.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and so it's real interesting, but thank God for Jesus, full circle. Honored in my hometown, honored in Las Vegas. Those are the two highest places in wrestling.
God,
it's been very, very good to me.
That's and probably Geraldo on the phone behind you there.
Hey, Pardon? Thunderbolt.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. As I always say, you are the greatest talker in the history of pro wrestling. You still are. Now, if you were speaking right to Geraldo, because he could be listening right now. Sam Donaldson called him this morning. Talk to Geraldo and tell him why he should come on this show and I should go on his show.
Well, sir, you know, it's very, very seldom you find two individuals in the news that is really real. And from my understanding, I believe I know you. or we've been working for quite some time. And during the past years, Renaud, sir, you have done some great, great work. You have bought out some things that should have been bought out, and you stand your ground. And that's one of the reasons I believe, and I'm hoping that we can get together. You and Scott Spears. I mean, we need to come there, and you need to come here, if you will. Do you understand me?
Okay. Thunderbolt, I just sent you a video that I think you're going to find interesting, because years ago, Geraldo did a report on the wrestling business. I want you to watch that, and if you feel compelled, give us a call back. We'll be on till noon today.
Okay, and then let me say this here.
Go ahead.
Let me say this here. You can see from the Martin Downey show and of where that was. I was trying, Jim Wilson and I were trying to get better conditions for the wrestlers, insurance, retirement, so forth and so on. And you can also see that, as I said, sir, just a moment ago, I've never been to Chicago. All of those pie-tots or whatever they got going on of telling the stories, you know, I've never, ever been invited to any of those. I was there doing the war, the breakdown, the Ann Gunkel's time, and the transfer of the when Hogan and his crew came to Atlanta 17, and how all of those individuals that go on there and speak for Mr. McMahon, and Ole and I are the only two that's in the promote the wrestling business that those two, that though all of those individuals really run down, because Ole was a great, great booker and an owner. And hey, I hate to blow smoke on myself, but I done pretty fair myself. And we were doing the whole breakdown, and no one have called me to get my view on it. Now, I think that Ronaldo and Scott, we should sit down and, oh, Jesus is good to me. I love y'all.
Hey, watch that video. Watch that video, Thunderbolt, and give us a buzz back.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Thunderbolt.
Bye-bye.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a guy, Glenn. You know, you don't fool around with Thunderbolt.
I'd like to hear him in a go-around with
Geraldo?
Geraldo.
Oh,
I think that would be
okay,
fun.
Okay, Glenn, get your phone out.
Okay.
Get ready. Are you ready? Because you've got to approach these people heavy, because apparently they're going to try to pawn you off.
I will only do what I can do. So.
Well, be pushy. We know you can be pushy, Glenn.
I'm never pushy.
We know you can be pushy. Okay, here we go. Area code 216-520-2600. Now, this is a big...
What am I supposed to ask him?
Well, you say, Geraldo needs to appear on the Scott Spears show. Scott's keeping a journal. And Geraldo needs to invite him on his little show.
I'll ask him if it's possible.
What do you mean, if it's possible? The man has nobody on.
Now, you're asking me to do something that...
Go ahead, Glenn.
Glenn does
I'm
not
gonna
do.
Put you in the book here. You're going to make the Geraldo journal. I think he's getting an answering machine.
I am.
Is there like press 1 for something and 2 for... All right. Ask to talk to Rob. Oh, man. Slowing us up here this morning. All right. Are we going to get somebody? I'm starting at Thunderbolt. I got to update the journal here. Thunderbolt. All right. Thunderbolt. called station. No.
Hello. I'd like to see if I could get through to either Rob or Geraldo Rivera. Rob is his agent. Is it possible? No.
Can you hit operator or something?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What happened?
they put me off and put me onto a service that ran me through the list of numbers again.
Well, try the other number.
Okay,
what's try the other number? Oh, my. What a mess we're having here today. All right, let's see here. 216-578.
Oh, hang on. I got to take off the number I already had on. Okay,
216-578.
1100.
As we continue our search for Geraldo. Now, this might ring quite a few times from what I've learned. Maybe you can give us a buzz here, by the way. Phone lines are still open. 740-383-9944. Anything to say at this point? Anything to add? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here. Scott and Glenn floating along today in the ether of the Geraldo Journal. Broadcasting at its finest today. Thunderbolt Patterson now involved. Sam Donaldson now involved. Whole lot of stuff going on here today.
A lot of buzzing.
A lot of buzzing. Is the phone ringing?
It is ringing.
Is anybody in that station up there?
It's automated.
Well, Geraldo apparently does his show from home.
Yeah.
So, we know that. Some of the...
Horizon is telling me the call can't be completed.
So. Now, see, I wonder what happened there.
I don't know. It rang.
In any event.
Okay. I'm kind of relieved I didn't have to talk to
the SOB. Well, now, how was Thunderbolt able to get
a
hold of somebody?
I don't know. Well, maybe they're getting calls from Thunderbolt and Donaldson and several of our listeners, and they're just tired of hearing from us.
No, all movements, Glenn, you're big in the movements. All movements start with the people.
I'm big in some movements, not all movements.
You're not big in the Geraldo movement?
No, I'm not a huge fan of the Geraldo movement.
In any event, has anybody talked to anybody up there today? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's
740-383-9944.
Has anybody got through? Has anybody heard back from Rob? You got to try to email him.
Well, I asked to talk to him, and the person's... It was almost dead air.
They dusted you off.
Yeah. They knew Geraldo, though.
Well, he does a show on their station, I assume. That and Fox News.
Yeah, I'm really not a fan of even talking to anybody that works on Fox News. So.
Yeah, but he's kind of the counterpoint over there at Fox News.
Is he really?
Well, yeah. He's okay. Always yelling and screaming at him. Yeah,
okay. Well, he always yelled and screamed at whoever he had on.
Let me get a clip for you.
Okay.
Of a recent appearance on Fox News.
Can you? Is this something you can put over
copyrighted? No.
Okay.
No. Here we go. This is a recent discussion they had on COVID.
Okay.
I believe this was on the Sean Hannity show.
All right.
Geraldo on COVID.
I'm not allowed
on
to listen
Tuesday,
to Sean.
In Florida, there were over 16,000 new COVID infections. Yesterday, Wednesday, in Florida, there
Geraldo.
Were nearly 17,000 new... Sean,
DeSantis
please give me
saved every
give me one
older
minute.
Person.
Give me one
he used every state agency. No, this is not bash Ron DeSantis.
There were 17,000
A lot of these cases are coming here
yesterday.
Because of Joe. Dan Bongino.
This has nothing
right,
to do with Joe.
I want to say
yes,
it does.
Infections yesterday.
Dan. Ron DeSantis, he doesn't know the numbers. I live here. Florida's 26th in COVID deaths per 100.
Numbers.
Dan, it's Dan.
Geraldo, it's not my fault. You never know what you're talking about. It's not my fault that you never research anything before you come on the air.
You are so full of it. You know, that's why I hate coming on with you.
Folks, please look
it
up to prove how silly this guy is.
You're a backstabbing cheap shot.
Geraldo, let Dan talk.
Geraldo.
Dan.
He doesn't like to do that, Sean, because he always gets caught never knowing what he's talking about.
Stick to the facts.
And he's embarrassed.
Stick to the story.
And his position on the border. I did stick to the facts.
I'm embarrassed to be on this air with you. That's why I'm embarrassed.
You never...
Well, there's Geraldo in current times.
Oh, my. That's... I wish I had heard that live.
See, that's why you gotta watch the Fox News, Glenn.
I have a rule in my house that I watch Fox News for 15 minutes every week.
Well, apparently you've never seen... Now what do you think of Geraldo?
Well, I'm a little bit more impressed.
Right there, because isn't Dr. Feynman, doesn't he live down in the Florida area?
Yes, he does.
Boy, Geraldo should be a hero of his right now.
Well, you would think so, yeah.
And you think he'd be calling up there saying, get on the Scott Spears show. I've been a guest. Geraldo, get your can down there, and then, you know, you need to have Scott on your show.
I'm going to have, I'm going to tell Dr. Feynman how good Geraldo would be if he would call him and have a little tete-a-tete with him.
Who?
With Geraldo.
Me.
Geraldo and you and Dr. Feynman.
No call. No, Geraldo's got to come to the studio.
Oh,
we're not
okay,
going
all
through
right.
all this work for a phone call. He's 2 hours away up there in Cleveland. We'll wear our masks.
Have you ever It'll made that trip? That's a terrible
No, I've
trip.
Been up to Cleveland.
No,
I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've been up there. I went and interviewed Mrs. Harding up there.
Yes, I remember.
I did.
I've heard it several times.
You enjoy it.
I
Is
do.
That much? All right. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Today is officially, you're going to take care if Geraldo comes down here that day. And it
I'll
might
go
come,
pick him up.
Well, but.
If he needs.
But you'll talk to the mayor about getting
Absolutely.
Geraldo Rivera Day. Because I can't get involved in that because I've got to be doing my Geraldo notes.
Well, you'll have to give me a little notice because I have to call Janelle, who is the mayor's secretary, and she's the one that really sets it up.
Talkmania.
Talkmania,
Glenn.
And then I'm sure if Janelle says Geraldo wants... We want to get Geraldo Day, I'm sure the mayor will consider it.
Call the number back in 15 minutes.
With conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.
This is Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio at the Quicken.